Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Not exactly sure why this is his theme song every week.
I was just wondering that.
As Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joins us in studio to talk a little bit of Brewers baseball. Yeah, you can call me Al, the Paul Simon classic. I guess, for you.
I have no idea either. I just figured you chose it for me.
I did not. I think Aaron Pelican, our intrepid producer and Cardinals fan, did that, by the way.
Well, you know, my favorite movie growing up was Rookie of the Year. And so that song was always in there, and I was always associated with baseball with that song.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. See, I knew he'd have a backstory. If you have a song, though, you would like, you let us know. Because I like that personal aspect of it.
Well, you know it's going to be Meatloaf. So.
Meatloaf?
We used to, for years, Greg, you've played in this, the media versus front office softball
game.
The Pud Galvin Cup, and we would get to pick our walk-up music. So everybody got to pick something different every year. Do you remember what you picked?
I did. It was Nazareth, the hair on the dog.
Okay.
The now you're messing with the son of a you-know-what.
Oh, goodness.
That was the punch, like when I got into
and
the
mine
box.
Was Poison Talk Dirty to Me.
All right, Adam. So Mother's Day is kind of one of those first check-in days for me in the baseball season. I think you can no longer say, it's too early. So through Mother's Day, the Brewers are A, exceeding expectations, B, meeting expectations, C, below expectations, or D, all the above.
No, it's A. I mean, I think Pat Murphy has been pretty clear that in his view it's A, or at least what he views as the outside kind of opinion of what his club would be. And I think especially given that, you know, their starting pitching was not what it was last year. That was the biggest question going into the season. Last year, they had like 6-7 solid guys. Turned out not to work out that way necessarily, but really going into the year, that was the strength. This year, there were all these question marks, and now so many of them are hurt or, in Wade Miley's case, out for the year. So in spite of all that, they're still in first place. They've done a good job of covering a lot of these issues. So I think they've exceeded expectations, and it's, you know, they're riding this underdog story. The whole dodgeball, you know, patches of Houlihan for Pat Murphy, that whole vibe. I think they're trying to kind of embrace that, like they're the little guys and they're fighting Globo Gym every night. So that's kind of the vibe that they're embracing.
And with Hoskins, we're not going to know the extent of his injury until later today. Is that the latest?
It is the latest. And, you know, look, hamstrings, the 1 or 2 day hamstring tweak is the outlier. This is usually something, especially when you're talking about early May and you're talking about a player who missed all of last season with an injury to the other leg, which I think is key, but nonetheless missed all of last season and is coming back and laying this foundation. It probably makes some sense to err on the side of caution. Even if it's not an IL situation, it's going to be an err on the side of caution because he has been great. And the expectations for him were kind of up in the air. A guy misses a whole year. You don't know what you're going to get. He's given them just the power they wanted, the clubhouse presence. He's got that great radio voice that you just heard. You know, he's a guy who's a presence. And they're going to want him for the full season. And I probably... being cautious now is the smart thing.
So what role would you say Orange Lifesavers are playing in the Brewers' run to success here?
Yeah, look, Kurt Hoag from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote a great story. This was his line of questioning to Pat Murphy a couple of days ago in one of our pregame sessions. So, you know, let him bask in this. He's a former intern of mine, so every great idea I take credit for, every bad idea is his problem.
Yeah.
Pat Murphy views... just he's got a different angle of looking at this whole game. And I think people who've listened to his post-game interviews, seen him pre-game, sort of understand that. He's a former college coach. He's a big believer in what happens between your ears matters between the white lines on the field. So his theory is that what do you do when you open a pack of lifesavers? Everybody goes for the reds. Those are the best lifesavers. I could argue for the pineapple ones, but that's neither here nor there.
I was trying to think, too, what one do I go for first while I was reading this
article? I would say the majority probably go for the reds.
Yeah,
I think he's
right
about that.
Yeah.
His theory is that when you're recruiting, especially in college, you want the orange lifesavers. You want the guys that are like right there second, kind of fighting to prove something to you. And his theory is that the best ball players very often turn out to be orange lifesavers. Then he said there's the green lifesavers, which are the guys like hanging on for dear life.
Yeah.
And then they make it. So the Brewers have a couple of green lifesavers in his opinion as well. But look, it's just an interesting way to think about how players find opportunity, and then make the most of it. And if you're a guy that wasn't the ultimate blue chip prospect, number one draft pick, you know, coast through the minors and get every opportunity along the way. When you're a guy who had to fight for it a little bit, Pat Murphy's view is that that's the kind of team he wants. That's the kind of collection of guys he wants. So you look at Colin Ray pitching last night, six quality innings, a guy who's been out of the majors for a while and now is coming back and reestablishing himself. You know, Sal Frelick, undersized. He feels like they've got a bunch of guys on this club that kind of meet that definition, and that's part of the reason they have success. So it's, you know, it's a Murphyism. He's got a lot of them, and his sessions are really fun.
So he's saying the orange lifesavers are like the B-plus talent guys.
Exactly.
Not A-plus, but B-plus, and they want to get to A. And we've got a lot of those guys.
And squeeze the most out of that flavor they got, you know? Everybody loves the red ones. Everybody loves, you know, Christian Yelich is a red lifesaver. He was a big-time prospect out of high school.
For sure.
Big-time draft pick. And he has, he has cashed in on that. He has fulfilled his destiny as a star major league player, won the MVP. But he's having to fight for it now, the last couple of years, no doubt. But, I mean, he's a red lifesaver. But these guys that are maybe look a little bit different. They're all over Major League Baseball. That's one of the really special things about baseball. You know, I think in the NFL, it's like the Kurt Warner story, where he looked a little different. He wasn't the high pick. He had to really scratch and claw to get it, and then he found stardom. There's more of those players in Major League Baseball, I think, just the nature of the game.
It's funny that you bring up looks, too, because in some part of the story, too, they're talking about Murphy saying one day he wanted a photo of a redheaded, short-armed lefty at a junior college 2 hours north. And I was like, you know, I'm always a little sensitive to that because I am a redheaded stepchild. And it's not a bad thing.
Not at all. You're a delightful person.
But anyways, this whole story was fabulous.
We have these. There's always something with Murph that you bring up a name. There's always a story about that guy. I mean, this is a person who's had a very rich baseball life. He's all about the people. If you could see his desk. He's got one of those old school date books that opens up and covers the whole desk. And I'm telling you, this thing is, there is not any white space left on this thing because he'll be sitting there and he'll think of something along, you know, orange lifesaver-esque.
Right.
And he'll jot it down and he'll think, oh, I want to bring Bryce Terangin and talk about this crazy thing that just popped into my head. So he's always thinking about these ideas. He's always thinking about, he's got the coaches to do all the instructing and all the stuff between the lines. And look, talent and hard work is still number one.
Yep.
But if you can squeeze one little great moment out of this little extra thing that's between the ears, he feels like that's what makes a championship team, and he's always looking for that thing.
Brewers hoping for good injury news regarding Rhys Hoskins today and a win over the Pirates later tonight. Adam McKelvey will be there about the fifth inning. He'll have ice cream. I can promise you that.
Sour Patch Kids have arrived in the press box too. Ice cream machine.
Oh,
so that's
very good.
Big for us.
Oh,
yes.
That's actually quite a development,
not
as a matter
in
of fact.
It, but, you know, as a condiment.
No, I got you. I usually put my toppings on the bottom.
Oh, you put it on the ice cream?
Yes.
Well, I
and
just
then
have
they
a
get
bowl of toppings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember you saying that.
It's 11:46 on WTMJ. Adam will check it again next week. Thank you.
They get so cold on the ice cream.
I'm WTMJ's Sandy Max. What makes senior living at Three Pillars so special?
Let's hear from Three Pillars resident, Lola.
I had seen a lot of retirement places. And the minute I drove into the driveway coming